Toyota stops selling some of its most popular cars.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Toyota will stop making and selling 8 of its best-known models while it fixes a potentially dangerous accelerator. Auto analyst Marianne Keller says it's a stunning reversal for a company that's built its reputation on quality and reliability.
I think that the bill for this is going to be in the billions of dollars, not hundreds of millions of dollars. This is going to be very, very expensive.
Until it solves the gas pedal problem, Toyota will indefinitely stop making and selling the late model Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Matrix, Avalon, Highlander, Tundra, and Sequoia. When President Obama gives his State of the Union address tonight, he'll announce new initiatives aimed at helping the middle class. One of those proposals could help college students deal with the burden of loans. From the Marketplace Education Desk, Caitlin Carroll has more.
Right now, most graduates must spend 15% of their disposable income paying off their federal student loans each month for up to 25 years. Under the new proposal, loan payments will drop to 10% of disposable income and will be forgiven after 20 years. Erin Barnhart says the change couldn't have come at a better time. She's just finishing up a doctoral degree in urban studies.
I hope that you know, for some people that's going to break down some of those barriers to going to school, but for people who've already taken the leap like myself, it's going to make a real big difference.
Barnhart owes over $100,000 in student loans, and there aren't a lot of jobs in her field right now. Mark Kantrowitz is a publisher of financial websites like FinAid.org. He says the plan will be relatively inexpensive for the government because most people pay off their loans.
And it also means that students who borrow money can be assured that by the time their own children enroll in college, they will not still be paying back their own student loans.
The proposal is expected to be included in the president's budget next week and still needs to be approved by Congress. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
Now we do the numbers. The Asian sell-off continues today. Markets there down more than 1%. European stocks are mostly lower. Yesterday, the Dow lost just 2 points. It closed at 10,194. All this week, we're bringing you special coverage of the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard, is there. So are hordes of politicians, economists, celebrities, and business people like Bill Gross. He's the CEO of the Pasadena company eSolar. He has a contract to build a series of solar thermal plants in China. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Where does your project with China fall in the scale of U.S.-China renewable energy projects?
Well, this is one of the biggest projects ever. It will power hundreds of thousands of homes, maybe millions of homes. And we hope this is just the tip of the iceberg, that people emulate and repeat this all over. We'll be doing other deals like that in the United States and India and also hopefully in China. But we hope this is a firing shot, that you can make renewable energy that really can be competitive with fossil fuels.
So what specifically are you trying to get done in Davos, Switzerland this week?
Well, we're trying to spread the word that renewables can be competitive with fossil fuels, that there don't have to be excessive subsidies, because governments can't support this and prop this up forever. The only way the world's going to switch to renewable energy is if it's actually cheaper.
But who doesn't like excessive subsidies, Bill? Why spread that word?
Well, the reason why I'm spreading that word is renewables have had this attitude that we need too much of a gift to make them happen. And my contention is, if you really want to change the planet, if you really want to make lots of jobs, by the way, this is enormous for creating jobs, if you really want to do that, it's just going to have to compete on a level playing field.
And how can the people in Switzerland this week level that playing field for renewable energy?
Well, what has to happen, there have to be very clear policies in place. Up to this point, if you want to build a renewable power plant, you have to go through the same environmental impact studies as a coal plant, even though there's zero emissions. Well, that's kind of ridiculous. If there's zero emissions, you shouldn't have to do that kind of study. And there's just an opportunity for people to really understand the true economics and the true competitive nature. And I think that's going to go back to respective countries and really help shape things to make the level playing field that I'm asking for.
Bill Gross is CEO of eSolar, and he's at the annual World Economic Forum conference in Davos, Switzerland. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you very much for having me.
And our Davos coverage continues later today on Marketplace. Host Kai Ryssdal will ask about the new normal for global growth.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
After almost a year of rumors, Apple CEO Steve Jobs unveils a piece of technology today that he's allegedly called the most important thing he's ever done. Though that quote is, of course, a rumor. Here to sort through the hype, Marketplace's Gregory Warner.
iPad, iSlate, iTablet, whatever it's called, CNET's Erica Ogg will only speculate a little bit about the device that's supposed to change the world.
It's supposed to be very thin, it's supposed to measure about 10 inches, and it's going to have a touch screen.
It's supposed to display digital books and magazines and let you download TV shows and videos. It might even recognize your face when you look at it. Carl Howe is a technology analyst with the Yankee Group. He says the market for e-book readers could double this year.
If Apple validates that market with a very cool device, it could grow even faster.
And way beyond books. Amazon, whose Kindle rules that market now, has put the call out to software developers for new apps and tools for the Kindle. Erica Ogg says Amazon can still win on price.
Some people will just want a dedicated device that just reads books, and they can pay less money for that.
The Kindle costs less than $500. The new Apple iThing could be anywhere from $600 to $1,000, depending on who you believe. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, it was just a prank, but an intriguing idea. A new web launch called Google Existence promised to live your online social life for you, posting random Facebook updates and tweets so you can live your life. Slogan, Google Existence, because life is too short for social interaction. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.